Hola.
Hola.
Bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
And welcome to this, our videocast number 9 in early intermediate. This is our redo of number 9.
Redo.
And today we're going to talk about the personal E in Spanish and what that's all about.
Personal E.
A por ello.
A por ello. That's not a personal E.
I know. But it's the only thing that came to mind. Pues hablamos de todo en la segunda parte. So, Cynthia, the personal E, yeah? It's when we use the A in a sentence when there's a person involved, yes? Hence the fact it's called the personal E.
Person or a pet, sometimes with people we don't know as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although usually it's with people that we know, mm-hmm. and with pets.
All right, so let's look at some examples. Okay, we've got this simple sentence: veo a Juan. Yeah. Does the E translate in Spanish?
No. Do you mean any? Would you translate
to English?
To English?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, from Spanish to English.
No. Sometimes the A translates into two,
mm-hmm.
in yeah. English, or yeah, usually two. But that's when it's a preposition.
Yeah,
it is a preposition, but it doesn't translate as a preposition
yeah.
in English. It's just a personal A.
So we've got the A in Spanish, which is we call this the arrow because it's showing a movement to something.
Exactly.
Okay. But veo a Juan in English is just I see Juan. There's no I see to Juan. Although I have heard I have heard some Spanish people saying that.
Really?
Yeah. Just translating the a, I suppose, you know.
Yeah.
Veo I see to Juan. But because Juan is a person, the a is kind of, if you think of it in terms of a mark of respect. This is a person we're talking about. And you mentioned also, for example, we've got a pet called Douglas, okay? And if you're going to say, I love Douglas, how would you say that?
Quiero mucho a Douglas, o a mi perro.
Mm-hmm. So, quiero mucho a Douglas, because Douglas is a pet.
Yes. For example, to love is to love something or to love someone, okay? So let's use, for example, amar in this case, okay? So you can love something, amas algo, so no e, but then amas a alguien. Because
mm-hmm.
obviously to love somebody, you've got to know the person.
True. So for example, we can say, I know, we use conocer to talk about places that we've been. So if I say, I know Madrid, I've been to Madrid, yeah? How would you say that?
I know Madrid.
Uh-huh.
Conozco Madrid.
All right, Madrid isn't a person. So, conozco Madrid. But then if you say, I know María.
Conozco a María.
Okay. So, conocer doesn't take the A preposition. But when you're with people, it's the personal A. Conozco a María. So, you've referred to when we know people, we use the A.
Yes.
Right. So we've got the situation where we want to say, I'm looking for a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know where you're going with this.
I'm looking for a plumber.
Okay.
I don't know who the plumber is. I'm just looking for one.
Mm-hmm.
How would we do that?
Okay, so we would have to say, busco un fontanero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, busco un fontanero, so not a, but it is true that we often say with an a, busco a un fontanero.
Yeah.
Okay, but it should be busco un fontanero.
Mm. You'll hear both, but you don't need to use the personal a when you're looking for somebody generic. But if you said, I'm looking for Juan the plumber.
Busco a Juan el fontanero.
Yeah.
In that case, yes, we do.
Because that's a specific mm-hmm. person. So the personal A is in any interaction, with the person. You'll see this person are there.
Yes.
Unless there's already a preposition there.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly. Okay. For example, I don't depend on... What was the name? Juan. Okay. To depend on, it's depender de.
De.
So we're using de. We're not going to use a after that.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to say...
So no dependo de Juan, for example.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you wouldn't say dependo de a Juan. It's not necessary. No. There are some...
Sometimes
you get two.
We get two.
But normally prepositions work on their own. Yeah. Okay. So then also when we want to talk about what you have, for example, if you say, I have two brothers.
Okay.
Do you use the personal A or not?
No.
No.
So tengo dos hermanos.
Okay. Tengo dos hermanos. So you don't say tengo a dos hermanos. When you're just talking about people that you have in your life, then you don't use the personal A. So then we've got this other word, which is I.
I.
And
I.
So, I. There are three people in the street.
There are three people in the street. Hay tres personas en la calle.
So you don't say hay a tres personas.
No.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Sounds really terrible.
So when you talk with Abed, you don't need to be adding a. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Just saying what there is.
Or also if I wanted to say Juan is on the street or in the street, what would you say?
He's in the street.
Juan is in the street. Okay. I wouldn't say Juan es...
Juan está, está a la calle.
Está en la calle. No. Juan no. está en la calle.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we use the personal A, what's happening is there is some interaction.
Yes.
Between you and another person. There's an interaction. That's why when you say tengo tres hermanos or hay un hombre, that's not interaction. It's when you say veo a Juan, conozco a María. Yeah? So it's always this interaction that's going on.
Quiero a
mi mujer.
Mm-hmm.
¿Sí? ¿Eh?
Exacto. Mm-hmm. Don't put that image. I know you... Don't put that... My image there with the music, please. Don't.
My beautiful wife.
Don't. It's embarrassing, really.
So that's personal A for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to understand it, and it's very important to use it, because it's kind of like this. It signals the difference between a person and a thing, okay?
Okay.
Very important.
And another thing, because yes, we do use it to as a sign of respect, love, knowledge. You know, mm-hmm. you know the person, or you know the animals, your animal. But we also use it with people that we don't know, like a generic thing. For example, if we want to say, I don't know anyone, we would say, no conozco a nadie.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the personal A, and it's nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's there when you see it, and you recognize it because there's an interaction going on between two people.
Yeah.
And now, talking of interactions, Cynthia and I are going to finish with an interaction in Spanish where we're going to use the personal A as much as we can. We're redoing podcasts from a lot of years ago, but there are help sheets for each podcast. If you were interested in getting the help sheet for this, as well as the help sheets for all the other ones, they're there available in our website, or on our website even. Así que, Cynthia...
Así que, Gordon.
¿Cuántos hermanos tienes tú?
Yo tengo una hermana.
Ah, ¿y tú quieres a tu hermana?
Yo quiero mucho a mi hermana. Uh-huh. Es mi única hermana.
Claro, claro que sí.
¿Cuántos hermanos tienes tú?
Yo tengo tres.
¿Tres hermanos?
Tres hermanos, sí.
¿Cuál es el mayor?
El mayor es mi hermana mayor, Vivien.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
Sí.
¿Y tú quieres mucho a tu hermana mayor?
Yo quiero a todos mis hermanos, Y quiero mucho a mi hermana mayor, Vivian.
¿A quién quieres más?
No tengo favoritos. Pero si tuviera que elegir, quiero mucho a mi hermana mayor porque uh-huh. ella cuidaba de mí, ¿sabes?
Claro.
Me ayudaba mucho cuando era joven, así que uh-huh. sí, la quiero uh-huh. mucho. Uh-huh.
Gordon, ¿tú conoces muchos países?
Muchos no, pero varios sí.
¿Qué países conoces?
Yo conozco Francia, Inglaterra, Escocia, el país de Gales, Irlanda, Bélgica, México, Marruecos, Alemania. A lo mejor otra cosa.
España.
España, claro, también. España.
Se te ha olvidado.
España. Sí.
Muy bien. ¿Y conoces a muchas personas de esos países?
No, de Alemania no. Bueno, conozco a unas pocas personas. Pero bueno, conozco a muchas personas de Inglaterra, claro. Y conozco a muchas personas de España ahora. Sí. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. ¿Y conoces a personas de México también?
De México y de,
claro, y de Marruecos.
Marruecos, claro.
A
mucha gente.
Claro.
Sí, sí, sí. ¿En tu trabajo, Cynthia, tú ves a mucha gente?
En mi trabajo yo veo... sí, veo a mucha gente.
Ajá.
Sí.
Sí. ¿Cuándo, por ejemplo?
Cuando hago los cursos.
Claro, en los cursos vemos a mucha gente,
veo,
¿verdad?
A mucha gente, sí.
Sí, es verdad.
A muchos estudiantes que vienen. Uh-huh. Sí.
¿Y hay una persona a la que no, no quieres ver más?
Pues no puedo pensar en este momento en nadie a quien no quiera ver más. No.
No, bien.
No.
Qué bien.
Sí, quiero ver a todo el mundo.
¿Y hay una persona a la que...?
¿En general, quieres decir?
Sí, en general.
Ah,
sí.
En mi vida sí. En mi vida hay gente a la que no quiero ver más.
Sí.
Pero no, muy poca gente.
¿Y hay una persona a la que te gustaría ver de nuevo?
Sí. Por supuesto, a mucha gente, a mi abuela, no sé, a gente del curso que ha venido mucho, amigos, a gente en Inglaterra que no veo, sí, a familiares. ¿Y tú?
Sí, a mi abuela, a mis abuelas las dos. Uh-huh. Me encantaría poder hablar con ellas uh-huh. una vez más, ¿no?
Sí, un ratito, ¿no?
Sí.
Sí.
Bueno.
Muy bien.
So there you are, well done, Cynthia. Well done. Your Spanish every time is better and better.
Ay, gracias, Gordon. Gracias, gracias.
One would think you were native.
Gordon's mom once. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? We went to her house years ago. At the beginning, maybe was Sebas here?
No idea.
Well, anyway, years ago. And I don't know what I was saying in English. And she said to me, Cynthia, your English is terrible.
I think she said, your English is going down the pan.
Your English is going down the pan. I was like, oh my God. I still remember that.
None taken.
I laughed because she would say things like that to me. Like, when I would go, why? Why do you say things like that to me?
Yeah.
But I laughed. But I remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so thank you for saying that. My Spanish
there you are.
My English is going down the pan, but my Spanish, at least my Spanish is
every,
all right.
Every day is getting better and better. Bueno, chicos, eso es todo. Ahora nos vamos
y nos vemos.
Hasta luego. Adiós.